Moncrief on News Talk.
The local and European elections are next month, and you probably noticed how the lampposts in your area are now festooned with pictures of extremely attractive people who want to make your life better. So do election posters work? And what makes a good one? Derek Mooney is a former strategist and campaign manager for Fianna Fáil. Afternoon, Derek.
Hello, how are you?
Now, I assume, Derek, the fact that in the 21st century people still, you know, put up election posters, that they are proven to work as opposed to advertising online or any of the other alternatives.
Yeah, they certainly do work. Now, you're right, which is in terms of how campaigning has moved on, and particularly online, and how cheap it is to campaign online. That is probably more effective in terms of bang for your buck. But posters do work. They work on a couple of grounds, particularly for first-time candidates or new candidates, because it's a great way of getting name recognition and getting your name out there first and foremost. Your face is secondary, but first and foremost, your name and particularly your surname. So they do work from that point of view.
And is that particularly the case, say, for local elections rather than, say, national elections and European elections that probably get a bit more coverage in the national media?
They do, but it works for both, in fairness, because there's a familiarity with the candidate and just getting the candidate's name out there. In terms of locals, you're quite right, that's a little bit more important. But for the national elections as well, it's also creating the atmosphere of the elections, creating this kind of the expectation. You're sort of letting people know that there's an election coming up, and people will kind of move into election mode now for the next 3.5 weeks. So there is, it does work on both levels. But for candidates in particular, and be they the national figures, be they running in the European elections, or be it the general election, whatever that takes place, you'll see that candidates do want to get their name out there, and there'll be a race to be the first up and to be the most noticeable in the early days.
Yes. Is that an important thing, being the first one to get the posters up?
Not, whether they are first or second isn't going to matter, but I think people start to take notice of the posters in the early days. By maybe this weekend, people will just see all posters blurring together and we'll just see a melange of them along every street or the junctions. But for the first few posters, people will maybe start to say, well, who is that person? Like, even I caught myself doing it. And like, I'm a political nerd. I would be fairly watching out to see who's running in my area and running in this area, etc. And I just noticed there on Tuesday, Wednesday, when I was looking around, I was actually spotting to say, oh God, I didn't know that person was running. They didn't recognize that name. Who's that person? What are they? Who are they connected with? So there is becoming awareness in the early stages to try and make those connections in your mind.
Yeah.
And that's what candidates want to do.
And the design of political posters in Ireland seem to be pretty uniform. You remember when Obama was first running and he had that hope poster? We don't seem to go in for those kind of aspirational ones here.
No, we don't. And by the way, in America, they tend not to use posters, but that's primarily because they're able to advertise on radio and TV. It's the absence of TV and radio advertising that means that we use posters more, particularly across Europe. But Ireland, we just have it down to a fine art. But the main thing people are trying to get across in the poster is, this is my name, this is my surname, because that's what people will look for on the ballot paper, or that's what you hope people are going to look for on the ballot paper and put their number one beside your name.
The number two, one can't help but notice a lot of the time, is so tiny you can't make it out. Why do they even bother putting a give your number two to my party colleague?
Well, what you've looked at those in the last couple of years, certainly the last couple of decades, last two, maybe three decades, the number of what they call inter-party transfers of people from, like we say, was a Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael or Sinn Féin running two candidates. For Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, the number of people transferring from the one to the other has gone from about 75-80% down to the high 40s or low 50s at the moment, maybe lower in cases. So that kind of number two is important. It's much strong. It has been much stronger for Sinn Féin in recent elections, but they seem to have their voters are a little bit more disciplined. But certainly, if you look at the posters now, you'll see that particularly on Sinn Féin, the European election posters, kind of here, vote number one for blogs in this constituency, but because of a vote management pact, number two, it appears on the bottom of their posters fairly prominently. For Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, I don't think there's many Labour candidates, second candidates, or Social Democrats or others. It's not that prominent. And of course, for independents, it's just one-on-one only.
Yeah. Now, the biggest thing on any election poster will, of course, be the surname and probably beside that, the, you know, vote number one part. The party logo, sometimes you see them and you kind of have to look hard to figure out what party they're, you know, you might assume they're an independent and not even realise they're a member of a party. Can that be deliberate at times, depending on perhaps how the party is doing nationally?
That's exactly what happens. It's precisely related to that. So the smaller that the party logo is on the poster, you know that the party's probably faring a little bit worse in elections and people don't want to brand themselves. Now, that's not really the option it would have been maybe 10, 15 years ago, because certainly for Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, most of the posters are now printed centrally. So the parties will produce all the candidates' posters. Not all of them. Maybe some candidates will look to do a little bit extra themselves, etc. But most of the posters will be produced centrally, and therefore the logo will be the same size on the Fianna Fáil posters. It'll be roughly the same size. So it depends even how party headquarters is looking at it, which is maybe for a lot of the candidates, they'd want to be seen to be running as the individual rather than running as the party standard bearer. And that's a big factor. But and if you look back at recent surveys and reports, it kind of suggests that people tend to go, first of all, particularly in local elections, tend to go with the person they know, or the person who's been the sitting councillor. So there's a good rate of return for incumbents. But if the tide is going out, the tide is going out, and if your party is faring badly, well, then your candidates are going to fare badly as well. And having the party logo on it is not going to help them.
Now, and most of the photographs are kind of head and shoulder shots. But over the years, there's been various attempts to kind of tinker with the background, maybe to give it a kind of a more aspirational feel. Are there rules about that?
Well, no, the rules are that basically, I think you'd probably, if you know on the ballot paper, you have to submit a photograph to the returning officer. So you'd want to have the photograph to fairly much match. In terms of the backgrounds, I think most of it is to try and keep it fairly neutral, but to keep it, particularly if you're running on a party ticket, they'll want to have a style manual. So I think for Fianna Fáil ones, they tend to be kind of with a little bit of greenery in the background. It looks like they're sitting in a tree or something like that. Or with Fine Gael, it might be something to do with kind of connecting you locally. If you're a candidate who was running maybe down in Ringsend or in Irishtown, you'd have the pool bag towers in the background, so you might want to connect yourself to some local landmarks just to kind of to reinforce your local commitment, and I'm from this area, I'm of this area, etc. But for the most part, you try and keep the background as unbusy as possible, so that people, don't forget, there's only a very short attention span for posters, and you're trying to get people is to get your name first and foremost. So you don't want something that will distract too much from that. So keep the photograph simple and clear and as crisp as possible. And if possible, that the photograph looks like you, it would be really handy. what you'll actually notice, I've just even noticed myself now today, going around, that some candidates who will be sitting councillors, they have a mixture of posters from 5 years ago. In one case, I spotted from 10 years ago. So it looks like either that, depending on which order you look at the photographs, have they grayed substantially in the 10 years since then? Or does it look, if you look at them the wrong way around, it looks like they're starting to use Grecian 2000 or some other product, but you can see them kind of visibly aging in front of you from pole to pole.
Well, I suppose in fairness, that might be a bit understandable. Like, how much each are they to make?
Yeah, well, if you look at stuff, the material they use now, it's not particularly ecologically friendly. It's a thing called corrugated. It's a plastic. It's like equivalent of a plastic version of corrugated cardboard. And now, it's a while since I've been involved in buying posters for candidates, etc. It's a couple of years ago. But certainly, I think the cheapest I've seen it around was for €6 to get it done, and anything where up to €10, because you'll see the size of posters varies, whether it's a metre or a metre two or whatever. So you'll see, and some posters are longer and slimmer, or others are kind of just a standard, kind of looks like a huge A4 ratio. But they're pricey enough, and depending on the size of the constituency. So if you're in a 4-seat ward, which is roughly equal to about a third of a Dáil constituency these days, you're probably not going to be able to get away with putting up any fewer than 400, 500 posters if you want to have a bit of a presence at all the main junctions. And of course, if you're in a rural constituency, you're going to have to spread a much wider area. So it's a pricey business. But coming back to your first point, which is that's why people still find them effective. And maybe the fear is a fear of missing out, which is if everyone else has posters up, well, I don't have posters, it doesn't look like I'm at the races, it doesn't look like I'm a serious contender, it doesn't look like I rate my own chances high enough. So it's not an inexpensive business. And then you have, of course, the stress of putting them up. and more importantly, when the election's over, have taken them down and taken down their plastic cable ties with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, closer to the day of the vote, you often see new posters going up, but they're like kind of diamond-shaped ones. Why does that happen?
Yeah, that's kind of, I think once you've kind of maybe a kind of a week to 10 days into the election campaign, all the posters are starting to blend together. The people are starting just, they just notice that there's posters. They're not paying much attention to new to other posters going up. If you remember, of course, like the big posters tend to be above head height. By law, they have to be well above, so they can't be obstructing the pathways and they can't be banging into the rest of us, although some of them will slide down. What you'll find is in the week running up to the election, particularly parties will stick up individual candidate posters, which are much smaller. They're a square turned on a side to make it look like a diamond or an oval sometimes. And they'll just have the candidate's name across the centre of it and a colour scheme to indicate the party. And they tend to go up at a lower height. Strictly speaking, they're not legit. They tend to fly up and they tend to come back down just as quick. And so there'd be a kind of there'd be a blitz of those around the place in the few days going up to election to polling. Yeah. There's a rule, of course, that you can't have posters within what they call the cartilage or within the immediate area of a polling station. So those if you do see election posters up around a polling station, the parties will be instructed to take them down because they're not supposed to be up there on polling day.
Is it your
They can be in main areas, but not in the walk up or the run up to a polling station.
In your experience, Derek, is it much easier to get them put up than have them taken down? Are people less enthusiastic about the second job?
Well, particularly if you haven't done well at the election, there's an awful lot less than enthusiasm about taking them down. And the other point is what happens is that a lot of people will volunteer to put up the posters, but you have to make sure that you have a record of where they went because you'll find there's strays around the place. Now, there are very bold people around who might be taking down one party's posters as soon as they go up and then putting them up a day or two after the election so that they're going to get hit for a fine. I think under the Litter Act, the fine for having posters up after 7 days after the election is €150 per poster. But you're right, which is trying to get your people motivated as soon as the count has started, because everyone's focus is going to be on getting to the count centre, see how you do, etc. But you're going to have a team of people who have the lonely and horrible job of going round with the shears or whatever to cut down the posters. And of course, and in many cases, to store them up, because I say like at 7 or 8, 10 quid a shot. And particularly if you're hoping to run again at a future election, it's worth storing those posters back up.
Yeah. Derek, we have to leave it there. Thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Derek Mooney there, a former Fianna Fáil strategist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.